This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Deborah Clark, Winnipeg, Canada, March 2003. The Junior Classics, Volume 1, by William Patton. Chapter 61, De King and De Peafowl, by Mary Pamela Mill Horn. One day, once upon a time, de King hab a party of ladies and gentlemen, and arter the party the band was to come and play, but the fiddler was took sick, so they could not dance. So de King said, "I'm goin' to send ober to my friends and ask them to come and sing." So he sent, and the gentleman say he was very glad, and his family was dog, peafowl, and tiger. And so he sent Mrs. Duck Fuss, and they say, "Can you sing? Let me hear your voice." They put her in a rocking chair upon the platform, and the duck say, "Ha, ha!" And then he say, "Dat will not do. Send for dog." And they took her and put her in a coop, and all the ducks come round and ask to have her let out, and say, "Ha, ha, ha!" Then they send for dog, and told him that if he find a salt beef bone in the road, he must not pick it up, 'cause it make him rough in his throat. So the dog did not pick it up, but pass it, and arter when he go, his voice did not suit either. They told dog to sing, and he said, "How, how, how?" And the king say, "Don't want a man to ask me how, he will not do." They saw a fowl coming, "Can you sing?" And the fowl say, "Ka, ka, ka." And they said, "That will not do," and drive the fowl away. The cock came in arter, and the cock said, "Cock-a-doo-doo." And they say, "The king don't want to know when the daylight, sah." The king come in and said, "All these people cannot sing, they will not do." They send tiger, and they say, "You must not pick up the big salt beef bone in the road." And the tiger did pick it up. And tiger could not sing, and said, "Grum, grum, grum. That voice was done all. That voice will not do." Then they sent off for peafowl, but peafowl would not go. They went back to dinner. All the people went back to dinner. And when they were at dinner in a large house, the peafowl come and sing, "Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, why you, why you, why you, why you, why you, why I've going to die." Then the gentleman jump up and say, "Hello, what that?" The king say, "Say again, me pretty bird." And then the peafowl sang, "Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, why you, why you, why you, why you, why I've gone to die." "What that? What that? What that?" they say. And then the bird then setting on the tree sing, "Mikkel and Ivory, etc." The king say, "Sing again, you pretty little bird. Your dress shall be tipped with blue, and you shall have a beautiful field of corn as a present." And the bird sang again better when he heard that, "Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, Mikkel and Ivory, why you, why you, why you, why you, why you, why I've gone to die." The king jump up and called the buggy and jump in and take the peafowl in, and all the horses was richly decked and all the company very fine. They drive the peafowl home, and that why the peafowl have such a beautiful dress. End of chapter 61.